Hello, welcome back to the next episode of the Peace of Mind Makers podcast. Thank you for joining me today, and I am happy to finally be bringing you this episode. It's not super overdue, in my opinion, but I did want to release this in February, and it's now March 1st, so it is what it is. We're doing it now. So let's just do it. And yeah, February was crazy. I quit my job, and within a week, I got a new one. And I will be starting this week, probably starting next week. So yeah, I'm gonna fit this in and use this new moon as the perfect opportunity to clear some space for this new beginning, kind of purify my internal health and wellness. And what better time to do that than in Pisces season? And we also have the Ash Moon, which is going to be the new moon coming up tomorrow. And the themes of the Ash Moon are healing, protection, prosperity, which we have already covered in previous episodes, but it is also the moon of water, so that's kind of the connecting force. And I'm gonna get into that a little bit later in the episode, but here we are, starting off the introduction to Pisces in this little zodiac series that I'm doing with the episodes, making our way through the zodiac and tying them in with the Celtic tree calendar as the Ash Moon starts and peaks within Pisces season. So that's why I'm connecting the two. And I incorporate qualities from both of them in my ritual practices. So that's another reason for context why I am addressing them both in the same episode. And last episode that I had was for Aquarius season, and I had done the Celtic tree month episodes separately, but I'm just going to do a little bit longer episode, so fair warning, I might be rambling a little bit more, but that is just, going with the flow. We got Pisces, which is two fish, and it's also a water sign, so I'm just embracing the qualities of Pisces to get through this episode here. And another thing that I did want to mention to bridge between Aquarius season that we just addressed in the last episode and Pisces season, which we are going to address now. Big common factor between those two signs is following your intuition. And if you haven't listened to the Aquarius episode, go ahead and check that out. Lots of good stuff in there. And so now in Pisces season, which is a mutable sign, which means we can use that energy to adapt and transition and get ready for spring. Winter is finally wrapping itself up here. And we spent Aquarius season, hopefully, strengthening the intuition by focusing our intentions and listening to it intently during this fixed sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius is an air sign, so that's why we had that mental energy that we were focusing on putting toward recognizing intuitive nudges and things that would direct us in to alignment, basically, with where we want to be at this point, so that, you know, the seeds that we have planted, we can now intuitively know how to provide the best conditions and do anything within our control to help those seeds grow and root themselves and then flourish throughout the rest of the timeline here. So, as spring approaches, leading into Aries season, which I personally am excited for because I'm an Aries rising, but I'm not gonna get too ahead of myself here. So as we're approaching this fiery energy, we're first embracing the sensitive and flexible energy of Pisces. And during this time of year, especially if you live somewhere where there are seasons, which I do in Pennsylvania, conditions may vary and continue to be very unpredictable, as we already experienced throughout Aquarius season. So that's why Pisces gives us more sensitivity to be in touch with our inner voices and our bodies, and maybe not so much in our heads. You know, the connection to water brings us back to our body, since we are, you know, internally made up of about two-thirds water. So, you know, don't take that for granted. And symbol of Pisces, which I already mentioned, is two fish, reminds us not only of the necessary duality, kind of a yin-yang situation. Whatever is on one end of the spectrum, there's always something on the opposite, and that duality is always shifting. You know, we're not in fixed Aquarius season anymore, we're changing in mutable Pisces. So, we see how things cannot remain the same, and we must accept what's on the other side of change. But it also reminds us of water, and Pisces, obviously being a water sign, signals the emotions and the ability to ride the waves of life, to become one with the inside of the waves, not just be on the surface, but, you know, become one with the powerful forces of this perpetual motion. And then, so that's our basis for as we're entering this new moon in Pisces, which is the Ash Moon. It also will then come to a full moon at the very end of Pisces season. And so I'm focusing on water because I already addressed the other qualities of the Ash Moon, like I briefly mentioned in the beginning of this episode. Healing, protection, and prosperity. Those are all great episodes you can check out. And so, once again, water is the force that kind of connects these, and it is also a channel, literally and figuratively. And so are you. You know, us being made of water, you can figuratively or literally use that to your advantage. Appreciate how water in real life, just ingesting it and being around it and interacting with it, can nourish and replenish and refresh and clarify and just bring life. And it can also become chaotic and dangerous. So, you know, we always have that opposite side of the spectrum there with duality. And so, you know, you gotta be careful and become aware to be able to protect and use it for healing and prosperity. So, you know, that's where the qualities come into play. We must accept that awareness of duality means that there will be ups and downs no matter what, but self-awareness will elevate you so that you don't get sucked in. And Speaking of self-awareness, I did want to also bring up another topic within this episode that I feel like is just relevant. I just feel like called to speak on. And that's the power of your mind, even though we're kind of talking about more about the body. Whatever you physically experience and feel, and can get a sensation for physically begins internally in your mind. And so if you're experiencing a lot of unpleasant things, which sometimes at the end of winter, we're just like getting desperate for that relief of all this like tension of just being like cold and cooped up and repressed. We just like want to release, and we're building into Aries season, which is cardinal fire energy, and we'll get into that in the next episode. That's gonna be a fun one. But first, we need to prepare our internal world. And so these painful experiences, like I just said, are just a part of the ups and downs and the waves of life that are inevitable at some point. So, what do you do to deal with pain? Well, I have chronic pain, so I feel somewhat qualified to speak on this topic. And something I've realized, especially recently, I've actually been, embracing and really trying to apply this principle to my life and to my mindset, and when I face painful challenges, that inevitable existence of pain means that you have to be ready to counter it with your own source of joy and pleasure. So you have to be practiced and talented, honestly. You have to grow that muscle of producing joy and pleasure for yourself, within yourself, knowing that every time you've ever experienced joy or pleasure or happiness, it has been an internal feeling because that comes from your brain and the brain has been in your head the whole time. So that comes from within as much as your external circumstances and conditions will definitely cause pain for you. That does not rob you of the ability to still counter that with pleasure. In fact, I won't get too far into anything too kinky here, but if you're like a masochist or you enjoy pain, it's not necessarily that you are enjoying the feeling of pain, it's just that you have really become a master of using pain as a trigger to produce joy and pleasure because you know how inevitable pain is, so you accept that and you use that as a catalyst basically to produce pleasure. And so you know that when you feel pain, you can also feel pleasure simultaneously. You see what I'm saying? So I mean, that's not for everybody, but you don't have to like be intentionally causing yourself pain then just to feel pleasure. You can use that muscle that you have trained to basically provide yourself with that sensation whenever you feel you're lacking. So you don't have to inflict pain on yourself just to feel that. You can find a way to just channel that and produce it whenever you want. And that's pretty magical, honestly. And especially like with everything going on in the world just now and just like, forever, there's just always suffering. And especially, with how connected we are to the images and videos and all sorts of other sensations, we can kind of feel the residual pain from other people and absorb it into our own subconscious. And this is not necessarily something wrong with you. This is natural, you know, that just means you have empathy. And so, you know, the power that you do have to exercise over this painful experience, even if you are not having the experience, you know, you are feeling that pain. So, like, what do? You have to find how to access the source of your joy and pleasure, you know? So you have to have that conversation with yourself, have that experience with yourself. It's not maybe going to click right away. It's a process, you know? So give yourself time and be patient, but don't give up, because it is very possible, I promise you, and it's worth fighting for. And do not feel guilty or ashamed for pursuing this self-soothing. It's not selfish. It's necessary. You know, you can't help other people who are suffering if you are also suffering without a way to help yourself. You know, you have to have that on lockdown first, and then you can be a channel of that and be the source for other people. You know, the suffering and the hurting of others calls for the opposite. You know, that's duality right there. That's why duality exists. That's not denying that pain and suffering exists. It's saying that happiness exists in spite of it. It has to. And we must learn to carry it with us. Know that it's with us. Know that we've generated it before. We can do it again. And locate where it is within us, and share it whenever and wherever possible. And I think that's also very Pisces. So, you know, sharing love, being very empathetic, feeling other people's emotions, and, you know, using that to just empower yourself instead of getting kind of swept up in it and like drowning in your emotions. You have the power to ride these waves and to find the source of this opposite force from whatever pain that you're feeling. So, yeah. I feel like this is a good place to wrap it up and pretty much touched on everything I wanted to touch on for this episode. So, thanks for joining me for another Peace of Mind Makers podcast episode. I believe this is 18. Exciting. And yeah, I have a new service that I'm actually going to be launching in a few days on my website. I may upload a little promo video on here for it. Maybe just do that on Instagram or TikTok. We'll see. But either way, everything will be up on my website, which I'll link the information down below in the description. And let me know what kind of Pisces influence you have in your birth chart in the comments below. I am curious to know. You already heard me say I'm an Aries rising, so Pisces is my 12th house. So, yeah, I am trying to take this month, zodiac month, very seriously in being in touch with my emotions and my spiritual realms. So that was another influence for this video subject matter and the direction that we went. So hope this was insightful for you in some way, or maybe just enjoyable to listen to me ramble. And yeah, I will talk to you guys next time. Keep up.